We talk about a very heartwarming and fun event that's coming up in Cape Town later in the month. Vintage with Love is hosting its third vintage clothing sale on May the 30th, all the way to the 2nd of June, so the last weekend of the month, at the Cape Town Cruise Terminal Arrivals Hall at the V&A Waterfront. If you've never heard of Vintage with Love, it's a giant vintage sale where the proceeds benefit various literacy charities. On the line now to tell us more is Cape Town organizer Debbie Smuts. Welcome to the show, Debbie.
Thank you so much, Bianca, and thank you for giving us this opportunity to spread the good news.
Tell us about the good news. First of all, tell us what are the different charities who benefit from Vintage with Love?
Right. We support charities that are literacy-based. So Shine Center is one of our charities. Kids to Kids, who supply reading corners to schools that do not have space for a library. Partners for Possibility, UPAWU, and Chic Mamas Do Care.
Okay.
So all our charities are literacy-based.
Fantastic. All wonderful charities. How does the sale work? Explain it to people who've never been before.
Okay. So what we do is, for the past probably 8 months, we've been collecting gently worn, beautiful clothing. And it doesn't only have to be vintage, and it doesn't have to be designer. We have just run-of-the-mill Woolworths, H&M, that kind of thing. We have a lot of that. And people have donated their clothes to us, which we are now in the process of sorting, pricing, hanging on rails. And it's all going to be put together at a magnificent sale at the cruise terminal on the 30th through 2nd of June. So you can really find some stunning treasures. Because we have so many volunteers, a lot of people don't know much about fashion who are pricing, so you might find a really stunning labeled garment that someone's priced at 150 Rand, for example.
Okay.
So it's a lot of fun. Because,
lots of good finds.
You just never know what you're going to find. Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the new venue and how to get there and where one should park if you're coming by car or public transport. What is the cruise terminal? Tell us a bit about that.
Okay. Waterfront very kindly partnered with us this year and has donated the space. And the cruise terminal is where all the big cruise liners come in to dock. So it's opposite the, I suppose the easiest way to explain it would be opposite the Radisson Red Hotel on the waterfront.
Okay.
When you come into the waterfront, you pass the Radisson Red on your left, there's a little circle, and follow the Panama Jack signs. We are underneath Panama Jacks. A beautiful space. Very spacious. It's got parking for about 200 cars, so the parking is not an issue. It's very safe. And the space leads itself to comfortable shopping. The aisles are going to be nice and wide. The spread is going to be stunning. We have, on our opening night, we have Graham Beck Bubbly, who is giving out champagne. Waterford are giving out wine. And Bloom Gin are going to be giving gin cocktails. And we have music supplied by Alana Krauser. And it's just going to be a fun evening on the Thursday night for sure.
Are you still looking for vintage pieces to be donated? Where can people drop off their previously loved clothes, bags, shoes, and other accessories?
Well, you can drop them off at any Desiree's store in Cape Town and surrounding areas. And you can drop off at Orms.
Yes.
Ithan and Muller's optometrists in Claremont and Constantia and Tarn. And we have a drop-off at Chic Mamas Do Care in Weinberg as well. So all phone us and we will come and collect.
Oh, okay. So you'll come and collect if people are unable to drop. And what number
Aramex
should...
Aramex is our sponsor and they will come and collect wherever you are.
Okay. So what number should people call if they have things to donate?
They can call on 082... 415-7720.
Okay, so Amy will post that on the website if people want to donate clothes to Vintage with Love. I mean, how much money have you made in the past? Has it been a very well attended and successful?
Extremely well attended because we have sales in Joburg and Cape Town. Over the last 6 years, we've raised over 5 million rand.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Changed a lot of children's lives. as you can imagine.
Absolutely. So you mentioned on your flyer, I see, which is in front of me, that you have a sealed bag policy. What is that and why is that?
We don't encourage handbags. People have got to wear a little sling bag with a wallet and their keys just to keep that, because it's just difficult carrying a handbag, and we don't have big shopping trolleys or anything like that. It's easier for our shoppers if they just have a little sling bag, and it's more comfortable, really.
Okay.
We do have lockers outside. If you do bring in your handbag, you can lock your locker away securely and not take it into the terminal.
And payment, is it only cash, or do you have card facilities and SnapScan?
No, we have SnapScan, and we have credit card as well as cash.
Okay, so you'll take whatever's coming.
We'll take whatever.
And tell me, just give us a little teaser of two of the most desired vintage items that you've got in your huge collection.
Okay, well, the one I've chosen to tell you about is a rather beautiful story. A young man came in and he donated his father's vintage, beautiful brown leather cowboy boots. They are magnificent. His dad passed away a long time ago, and being of sentimental value, he's really found it difficult to give them away. But he chose to give them to Vintage with love, as he knew that his dad would have loved the idea that someone was going to love wearing them and at the same time changing the life of a young child. So those are really beautiful men's vintage boots. And then we have a fantastic, genuine Gucci one-off design handbag, which was donated by one of our ambassadors' sister from America, and it arrived here about a week ago. It's absolutely stunning, so that will also be available.
So it's shoes and bags, and how many items have you collected all in all, do you know?
Oh, my word. We have about 150 of those huge black plastic container boxes full of beautiful items. Okay. Beautiful shoes this year. We got a donation, which was anonymous last week, of a bag of barely worn Jimmy Choo shoes.
Ooh.
So if you're a size 4, mm-hmm. buy your ticket now.
I am indeed. Okay, thank you so much, Debbie. We have a voice note before we say goodbye from somebody who wants to comment.
Okay.
Hello, the vintage clothes sale at the end of the month. I'm interested to know the daytime on Friday the 31st. What time will the shop or the sale be open during the daytime? Thank you.
Did you hear that, Debbie?
Yes, I did. Thanks for that question. On Friday, we are open from 10 in the morning until 6 in the evening. And on Saturday, 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. Sunday, 10 in the morning until 2. And on Sunday, everything is half price because we want to get rid of whatever we've got. We don't want to have to store it again.
Oh, so that's a fantastic insider tip. There will be half further sales on the last day.
Yes.
And on the 30th, is that just invited guests or is it open to the public?
No,
too?
It is invited guests, but it's also our preview shopping night. So the tickets are a little bit more expensive because we offer a lot more for the shopper.
Yes.
And those are 350 Rand.
How much does it cost to get in general, though, after that?
50 Rand for the other days.
50 Rand for the other days.
And if you buy a ticket for Thursday, your ticket is valid for the whole weekend. You can come in and every day.
That's fantastic.
As well as Friday and Saturday. So your ticket is for the entire weekend. So It's a great idea because, as you know, Bianca, I think you've been to one of our sales before. There is so much that you need hours, actually, to
You need to revisit.
Things.
You really do. Thank you so much, Debbie, from Vintage With Love. Debbie Smuts, who is the Cape Town convener of Vintage With Love. Thank you for your time.